Best Magic, the Gathering sets and booster boxes to buy in 2026. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. For most people in 2026, the best Magic, the Gathering set to buy is Foundations. It's the entry-level standard legal core set built for new players and legal in standard until at least 2029. Understand the product tiers before you spend. Play boosters, 14 cards, are for playing and drafting. Collector boosters, 15 cards, are premium foils that cost far more, and bundles tend to give you the best value. I've watched a lot of people walk up to the Magic shelf, see 20 different boxes with different names and prices, and quietly put their hands back in their pockets. That wall of product is the single biggest reason good people never start. So let me clear it for you. Here's the honest map. Magic, the Gathering is made by Wizards of the Coast, and the products break down into a few tiers that actually make sense once someone tells you what they're for. Play boosters give you 14 cards and are the packs meant for playing and drafting. They're the workhorse. Bundles are usually the best value if you just want a pile of cards to open. And then there are the pre-cons, ready-built commander decks you can shuffle up and play the night you buy them. A thing worth knowing before you spend a dollar, 2026 is the busiest, priciest year Magic has ever had. Wizards is shipping 7 standard legal sets this year, the most ever, and they raised prices across the whole catalog in January with Lorwyn eclipsed. That's the backdrop. I'm not going to hype anything. I'll tell you what earned its place on my shelf, name the catch on each one honestly, and hand you the few facts that keep you from overpaying. If you're new, the path is shorter than the shelf makes it look. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the difference between play boosters, collector boosters, and bundles? This is the question that trips up almost everyone, so let me answer it plainly. A play booster holds 14 cards and is the pack built for playing and drafting. It's the one you actually want if you're sitting down to a game. A collector booster holds 15 cards, all premium foiled, fancy treatments. You're paying for the shine, not for more playable cards. Then there are bundles, which collect a stack of play boosters plus a few extras into one box, and in my experience, they're the best value if your goal is simply to open cards and build something. Here's the part nobody explains at the register, what's actually inside a play booster. Each 14-card pack holds 6 commons, 3 uncommons, 1 guaranteed rare or mythic rare, 2 wildcard slots that can be any rarity, a basic land, and a slot with a roughly 1-in-8 chance of pulling a card from the list, a rotating grab bag of reprints from Magic's history. Those wildcard slots are why a 30-pack box, which guarantees 30 rares, usually ends up giving you closer to 40. So when someone tells you a box is worth it, that's the math under the hood. My advice stands, if you're learning, never start with collector boosters. Buy a bundle or some play boosters and put your money toward actually playing. What set should a brand new player buy first? Foundations, full stop. It came out in November 2024 as the entry-level, standard legal core set, and it was designed from the ground up to be the front door for new players. Here's the part that makes it special, and it's genuinely unusual for Magic. Wizards built Foundations to last. Most sets cycle out of standard after about 3 years. Foundations is legal in standard through at least 2029. The designers have even called it semi-indefinite, with the stated intent to keep it as a stable base well beyond that. So the cards you learn on don't go stale next season. You aren't buying something with an expiration date. What nobody tells a newcomer, you can learn the entire game for free before you spend on cardboard. MTG Arena, the digital client, hands you a starter collection and walks you through the rules with built-in tutorials, and Foundations exists on Arena too. I tell nervous first-timers to play a dozen games on Arena first. It turns, I'm afraid I'll buy the wrong thing into, oh, I get it now, and it costs nothing. If you'd rather skip straight to a real table, not collecting, not drafting, just sitting across from a friend and playing, buy a Commander Precon instead. It's a complete 100-card deck, ready to shuffle and play. Even so, it's the fastest way I know to go from I bought a thing to we are playing. Why is Commander the format everybody keeps recommending? If you hang around Magic for 10 minutes, you'll hear the word Commander more than any other. There's a reason. Commander, also called EDH, is, by a wide margin, the most popular way people play Magic, and it happens to be the friendliest on-ramp for newcomers, too. It's a 100-card, 4-player, Table of Friends format where games run slower and the power level sits lower than cutthroat competitive standard. That slower pace is a gift when you're learning. You have time to read your cards, ask questions, and make mistakes without getting blown out on turn 3. It's also why pre-cons are such a clean recommendation. Wizards ships ready-built Commander decks alongside nearly every release, so you can walk into any game store, grab one, and you're holding a deck other people will happily play against. And tuning it later is easy. Commander decks improve one swapped card at a time, so you're never staring at a blank page. When I point a brand new player at a pre-con, I'm really pointing them at the format the whole hobby is built around. That's not an accident. It's the path of least resistance to a fun first night. Are the crossover, Universes Beyond, sets worth buying? This is where Magic has gotten loud lately. Universes Beyond is Wizards' line of crossover sets, and it's no longer a side experiment. As of 2025, it became roughly half of all Premier Magic sets, and that split is continuing through 2026. So this isn't going away, it's the new normal. As of mid-2026, the ones already released include the 2025 Final Fantasy set, which became the best-selling Magic set of all time, plus Marvel's Spider-Man, Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, among others. And there's a heavy slate coming. Marvel Super Heroes lands June 26, 2026, The Hobbit on August 14, and Star Trek on November 20. They're genuinely fun, the card art is often stunning, and if a particular franchise is dear to you, that pull is completely real. Here's my honest word of caution, and I mean it. That's collector speculation, not playing. Second, sold out and selling out again, headlines are the loudest right before reprints and restocks arrive. If you love the theme, buy it because you love it and want to open it. Don't buy it as an investment, and with the upcoming sets, wait for them to actually land before paying a premium. Pre-release hype prices almost never hold. I've watched too many people chase the resale number and end up holding a box they were afraid to open. How do I actually get the best value for my money? A few rules I'd stake my shelf on. First, bundles beat singles for value when you just want cards. You get more play boosters per dollar than buying packs one at a time, and you get the extras, lands, a box, usually a promo on top. Second, skip collector boosters until you specifically want the foils. They're a luxury, not a starting point. Now the money-saving stuff nobody puts on the box. Drafting at a local game store is the cheapest fun in Magic. For the price of 3 play boosters and an entry fee, you sit down with strangers, open packs together, build a deck on the spot, and play several games, and you keep every card you opened. Dollar for dollar, it's the most playing per purchase you can get. Buy singles, not sealed, when you want specific cards. If you need 3 copies of one card for a deck, buying them individually is almost always cheaper than gambling on packs. And keep this in your back pocket. Sealed prices fall after a set has been out a while because supply catches up. The patient buyer who waits a few months past a set's release usually pays less than the launch week crowd. It's the single easiest way to avoid overpaying. Why is 2026 such a chaotic year to buy in, and does it matter? It helps to know the weather you're shopping in. 2026 is the most product-dense year in Magic's history, 7 standard legal sets, the most ever crammed into a single calendar. There's no standard rotation this year. The next one arrives in early 2027. When Wizards moves rotation to the first set of the year, so for now nothing you buy is about to expire. That's good news for a newcomer. The cards you pick up in 2026 stay legal for a good while. The flip side is pace and price. New sets land roughly every 6 to 8 weeks, and the steady drumbeat creates real fear of missing out. Don't let it drive you. You do not need to buy every set, almost nobody does. And the ones who try burn out fast. Pick the 1 or 2 products that match what you actually want to do, learn, play tonight, or open for fun. And let the rest of the calendar roll past. The wall of boxes is loud on purpose. Your job is just to find your one door through it. What's the single biggest mistake new buyers make? I'll give you the one I see most, because dodging it will save you more money than any deal, buying random packs with no plan to play. Someone gets excited, grabs a fistful of boosters, opens them at the kitchen table, and then has a pile of loose cards and no deck, no opponent set up, and no idea what to do next. The cards feel like a letdown, the excitement fades, and "I tried magic once" enters their vocabulary. That's not a failure of the game, it's a mismatch between what they bought and what they wanted. The fix is embarrassingly simple. Decide what you want out of the night before you reach for your wallet. Want to learn the rules, foundations, or free games on Arena first? Want to sit down and actually play with a friend, a pre-con? Want the pure joy of cracking packs, a bundle, ideally with someone to play the cards afterward? Pick the goal and the right product stops being a guess. The shelf only looks like a maze when you don't yet know which door is yours. Final verdict. If you take one thing from me, take this. Pick your goal first, and the product picks itself. Want to learn magic and keep your cards relevant for years? Buy Foundations. It's the beginner core set, standard legal through at least 2029, and it's the answer I give every newcomer, and you can rehearse the rules for free on Arena before you spend a cent. Want to actually play a game the night you get home? Want to just open cards for the joy of it? A bundle gives you the most for your money, and a draft night at your local shop gives you the most fun per dollar of anything in Magic. Leave the collector boosters for the day you specifically crave the foils. And treat the universes beyond crossovers, the released hits like Final Fantasy, now the best-selling set ever, Spider-Man, Avatar, and TMNT, plus the upcoming Marvel superheroes, The Hobbit, and Star Trek, as a love letter to a franchise you adore, never as an investment, no matter how high the resale numbers climb. 2026 is loud, crowded, and pricier than ever, but the path through it is short once you know which door is yours. That's the whole shelf, honestly told. Frequently asked questions: what's the best Magic? The Gathering set for a beginner in 2026? Foundations. It's the entry-level, standard legal core set that Wizards of the Coast released in November 2024 specifically for new players, and it stays legal in standard until at least 2029. What's the difference between play boosters and collector boosters? A play booster has 14 cards and is built for playing and drafting. It's the pack you want if you're learning or sitting down to a game. A collector booster has 15 cards, all premium foil treatments, and costs far more. If you're new, start with play boosters or a bundle. Collector boosters are a luxury for people who specifically want the fancy foils. Are the universes beyond crossover sets, Final Fantasy, Marvel, Star Trek, worth it? If you love the franchise, yes, they're fun to open. As of mid-2026, sets like Final Fantasy, Marvel's Spider-Man, Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have already released, while Marvel superheroes, The Hobbit, and Star Trek are upcoming later in 2026. Don't chase the resale number. Which Magic product gives the best value? Bundles are generally the best value when you just want to open a pile of cards, since you get more play boosters per dollar than buying packs one at a time. Do I have to build a deck? Or can I just play out of the box? You can play out of the box. A Commander Precon is a complete, ready-to-play 100-card deck. Just shuffle and go. No deck building required. It's the fastest path from buying to actually playing a game. Does a booster box give me a playable Magic deck? Number: a booster box gives you randomized cards for opening, collecting, sealed play, or drafting. It does not promise a coherent constructed deck. Buy the Foundations beginner box, a starter product, or a Commander Precon when the goal is to play immediately. What is inside the Magic? The Gathering Foundations beginner box. Wizards describes it as a guided learning product with 10 themed 20-card jumpstart decks, reference material, playmats, and game pieces. It is a teaching box, not just a stack of random boosters, which is why it is a better first purchase than a display.